Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Yucca plants, which are also called soapweed, can be quite common on rangeland in western and central Nebraska. They are especially noticeable here in June when flowering. In some areas, they can become quite thick and significantly reduce grass production. There are ways, though, to reclaim those grazing lands. Once established, yucca plants can increase on drier rangeland sites. They produce a deep taproot that competes aggressively for limited water in these soils. With sharp leaves protecting the plant, cattle rarely eat it during the summer. Grass production decreases while yucca thrives. Herbicides like Remedy Ultra, PastureGuard HL, Pathfinder 2, Tordon, Velpar, or Cimarron Plus can control yucca, but only when each individual plant is directly sprayed. Hexazinone products like Velpar L, Pronone Power Pellet, or Velosa can be applied on the uphill side of individual yucca plants. Since pasture streaking injury downslope can occur with chemical movement, general broadcast spraying to control yucca on rangeland is cost prohibitive, although small patches can and should be controlled before they expand. Herbicides are most effective when applied in spring or summer. Some people have had success in controlling yucca through winter grazing. During winter, yucca plants are often the only green thing around. It has been observed, though, that this can take some time for animals to learn how to graze yucca. After several consecutive winters of grazing, yucca stands can be reduced so grass once again thrives during the summer. Whether it is with herbicides or trying some winter grazing, this might be a good year to reclaim some of your pasture back from yucca. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Range and Forage Specialist Jerry Valesky.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.